one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
We're back on this Sunday evening where no sports events are preempting our listenership, hopefully, tonight. We have a lot of people listening in across the country. And, of course, we'll introduce now a good friend of mine, a great patriot, a true leader in this country, and something we're sorely lacking, leadership in this country. But hopefully we have one that will take the desk in the Oval Office coming up, Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo, who's making a run for the White House. Mr. Tancredo, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, but what's this Mr. Tancredo stuff?
Well, I have to show respect to your position there in our Congress. I think it's something that needs to be respected, especially when someone takes leadership the way you do and is not afraid to challenge the status quo as it is.
Well, I appreciate it. I have really for the last, I don't know, several months been thinking so hard about exactly how to pursue this thing because, you know, you really do, Chris, look at the field of candidates. And I don't mean in this particular case, but I tell people all the time, when you are listening to someone asking you for a vote, something that you should try your best to distinguish is whether or not, and determine, is whether or not they're running for the office. I mean, is the office the actual prize? Is it the goal? Or are they running because they have an agenda that can be forwarded by that office and in that office? And really, I feel like I fall into the latter category, and I have to tell you that I look at the rest of the field of candidates, and oftentimes that's how I feel, that it's the office itself. It's, you know, what do you want me to say? How do you want me to deal? That's what you see when you're the person, or you see of a person who actually is running because the office is the prize. They think, what do I have to do? What do I have to say? Who do I have to be in order to get there? I must tell you, I think America is sick of it. I am. I want to find somebody. And you know, I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who want to find somebody to vote for, you know, to be not voting against somebody else. I'm going to cast this vote because I don't want to see this other person win. I want to think to myself, there's got to be somebody out there that people can get excited about and say, that's the person I'm going to vote for. And I think, I hope for a lot of people, I can be that person.
Tom, that's so honorable, and that's something that so many people are looking for. As I stated, we're sorely lacking leadership in this country, and somebody who's going to run for the office and run for serving the people and serving the Constitution and taking bold steps and making those tough decisions and bold moves and improving the situation of our, of course, national security, our public safety, but getting back to working for the people. And I think that's something that's honorable and something that's sorely needed. As I've been saying on this radio show for many weeks, it's unfortunate that we already have what I'm calling the American Idol campaign for the presidency.
Yeah. And that's a great way to that is that's a great way to put it.
Well, I mean, already, and even if you look at all the news stations, all the mainstream, I call it the lamestream media, and I include even Fox News in that sometimes, who are already banging the drum and engaged in this contest, this who looks the best, who has the most money. And of course, unfortunately, it comes down to that in our country, where now we see that the only people that are being discussed seriously are the ones we don't want.
Yeah.
But the ones that the media want to promote, because somehow they feel they're going to get a lot of dollars when it comes to campaign time, with most of the upwards of $1 billion, I think they're estimating, during the 08.
They say this will be the first $1 billion presidential election, and I don't doubt it. It is, in a way, sickening, because you recognize the power of money in this process. It's always been there, but it's becoming really now almost obnoxious. The amount of money that's being spent in even these primary states, you know, we go into Iowa and New Hampshire, and I've been there like four or five times in each state here in the last several months, and you look at how much is being spent by these other candidates in campaigns, and they're paying people. You know what the term warehousing means, you know, where
yes.
You just don't want somebody to work on somebody else's campaign, so you'll pay them $20,000 a month or something. That's what's happening. There's so much money that people are actually just being warehoused, being paid to not work on anybody else's campaign. There's no particular job for them in the campaign that they're being hired on. But
it's
astounding.
Well, and principles are tossed right out the door,
even
by those who are even behind the scenes, those who have the talent and the skill that is necessary to run a competent and efficient campaign, one that will get you out there. That you're right, they're being bought up and told, just sit in the sidelines and don't worry about it, because you know later on your just rewards will come your way.
Right.
And we certainly don't need that. Now, you're running for the White House, Tom, personally, and for many of us, it's a double-edged sword for us, because already we see this past week that you've stepped down as the chairman of the Immigration Reform Caucus, something that we have been looking at your leadership and following your leadership for so many years. So I know that we have a proficient person stepping into your place, but it's still a double-edged sword to see you step down, as well as the thought that in your run for the White House that we could lose you in the Congress.
Well, when I speak to anyone, when I speak to any group, the conclusion, inevitably, somebody comes up to me and says, what can I do? You've got me all worked up here in this, you gave me this hellfire and brimstone speech. What can I do? And I always say, you have to look at yourself and say to yourself, what is it that I can do? It's everything that I can do. You have to do everything you can do, regardless. I mean, you whatever your station in life, whatever in the sphere of influence you may have, exhaust it. Do everything you can. Well, Chris, if I ask myself that same question, which I have to do, then it seems to me this is my only answer. It's everything I can do, because we're really playing for all the marbles here. We've lost the Congress. If we do not win this presidency, I mean people who care about the issue you and I especially care about, when do we think we will ever be able to recapture it? How can we possibly hope that with a Democratic Congress, with a Democrat president, or even a Republican president who sees things the way George Bush sees things, then believe me, it's generations we're going to be looking at before we can. I've got to do whatever I can do, and if it means stepping down from the caucus, I have to do it. I didn't want to hurt the caucuses more than anything else. I started this caucus 8 years ago. The last thing I want to do is be an impediment for somebody who's saying, should I join that? Well, Tancredo's now he's the chairman, now he's running for president, and I'm really for X, I'm for somebody else. I just did not want to do anything that would impede the progress of the caucus and its ability. That's why I did that. If I have to leave the Congress in order to pursue this at a different pace, then I have to. But we'll see, and I'm not, certainly I'm not saying that's the decision that we've made or even that I have in mind, that is leaving the Congress of the United States. But I know that this is something I've got to do because, as I say, the stakes are so high. It's for all the marbles. And, yes, I intend to run. I mean, we've only formed an exploratory committee, and it will be sometime probably within the next month or two that we'll make the final decision. And it will depend upon how much money we can raise. Because here's the other thing. If I cannot raise enough money, and I'm not talking the $100 million range by any means. We're not ever going to do that. I'm not personally wealthy. But if I can raise enough money to run a credible campaign, then I know the issue will be advanced. If I can't, I don't want to be out there and not be able to have an effective campaign and have my demise and say an ignominious way mean and tell people, well, the immigration issue doesn't matter. You look at Tancredo lost by X number of percent, so it doesn't matter. I don't want to do that. So we are looking very carefully to see whether or not we can raise the money to have a credible campaign. And if I get in, I intend to do everything I can to win. It's not just to make a statement. I will do everything I can to win.
Well, that's admirable, Tom. We want to be able to support you. For those of us as citizens, taxpayers and constituents, the voters, how can we support you in this?
go to teamtancredo.org or .com, either one, because we got them both.
You got them both, right.
I think that they did that because they knew I get confused and always say the wrong one, so they gave me both. But, yeah, you can go to either one of those and help us out.
Teamtancredo.
All right.
.com or .org. And for those, for our listeners who wish to support your run for the presidency and to battle the elitist members of the oligarchy, as I call it, those who have lots of dollars, we need to help, those, the true leaders, raise enough money, again, to make a run for that. And we hope that Representative Bill Bray out of California,
yes,
hopefully we'll see him on all of the talk shows, and he'll continue to be a firebrand, as you are in this sense. And I say that, with respect, because I've been called the same thing.
Believe me, I relish the term.
I relish it as well. So let's hope that Congressman Bill Bray will also be out there and be outspoken and be a firebrand,
yes,
and continuing to push this effort.
Yes.
This mission. So, Tom, we've got some callers. Would you mind taking a few calls?
Of course not.
Okay.
But before, how long do we have? Because I just want to make sure we're going to be able to talk a little bit about Mr. Ramos and Mr. Compiègne.
If you can stay with us, we'll keep you on through the next two segments. We have 30 seconds coming up here, I believe, before our next break. So we'll take Tony from Phoenix. We got time for Tony Dennis? No, Tony's gone. We'll try to come back to that. We're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. We'll try to get Tom back on. We've got some few issues with our phone lines here. Must be the rain, or maybe somebody who doesn't want Tom to be heard, but we'll see. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, KKNT 960 AM. Give us a call, 888-960-9696. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break.